It happened, Gene.
Morning, everyone. We'll call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order. Note for the record that we do have a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Tuesday, April 30th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
I'll move, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next, we have the calendar for the day for Friday, May 3rd. We're proposing House File 5299, our own Representative Pulowski's Higher Education Supplemental Budget Bill. House File 5216, our own Representative Mueller's Judiciary and Public Safety Supplemental Budget Bill. And Senate File 5289, Representative Hassan Employment and Economic Development Supplemental Budget Bill, substituting the House language. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Friday, May 3rd for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The calendar for the day is adopted. Members, there were questions yesterday about the fumes issue, and we received a message from the Sergeant-at-Arms, so I just wanted to let folks know for the record that the charcoal filters have been placed in the intake areas. There are daily inspections being administered by the department, by the administrative personnel, which are taking place each morning. They're doing air testing right now, and they have been working with construction staff to avoid placing vehicles near the intake. Each day in the morning until the end of session, administrative staff with sergeant staff are going to walk through the building prior to folks arriving to examine whether there are any odors or problems present. And the Sergeant-at-Arms has asked that individuals are reporting directly to the sergeant's office and that they will work with the administration regarding these concerns. They've also asked that folks not open windows to try to avoid having any additional entry points for any fumes. And they also mentioned that there are touchdown spaces available, and they're working to ensure that these spaces meet needs. So wanted to provide that update. Representative Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wasn't going to say anything, but yet again this morning in the basement hearing room, it filled with diesel fumes again. I just talked with Representative Scraba, who started talking about it on the public record, and Representative Lilly and others, staff members, were acknowledging, yeah, the room is being filled again with diesel fumes. And they, I don't know who is listening, but they flipped a switch or something, and then the fumes stopped. But again, even this morning, things are still happening. And I don't know if we are going to continue to use the north side air intake, if there's a workaround there. But there are so many of us that are still affected. Even this morning, it happened again. So I would also ask, as I asked before, if you would have monitoring on the second and third floors and do monitoring not in the morning because they just barely started work. So would you, can we just do it when there's actual fumes, which is in the afternoon after things have been accumulating throughout the day? I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time with cognition today because of the fumes and everything else. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm happy to take back the request to see if they can monitor in the afternoon, and I'm sorry to hear that there were still issues this morning. That's upsetting, and hopefully we can try to make sure those don't happen. I know that they are taking it seriously. Members, that's our business, and we are adjourned.